This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, Bob. We're going to save the win totals for the top of the hour. Michael McHenry usually joins us, but he is... has another commitment here today. So, man, we can go in a thousand different directions.
Let me just ask you this real quick.
Yeah.
Do you like noon kickoffs on Saturdays?
Yeah, I love them.
Games?
Yeah,
you do.
I do. Some people don't.
I am not a big fan.
I'm a huge fan. And I'll tell you what I've done in previous falls, right up to November. I go out and play an early round of golf. I come home, and there's a giant football game on at noon.
Well, for you, it suits your schedule because you are playing. So you got yourself in midday for you. Most people don't wake up until like 8:30 or 9, and they don't want to immediately start thinking, oh, I got to get moving here. I got to get to the game.
Yeah.
That's the category I would fall into.
So what do you think?
What's the whiteout game this year?
The whiteout is Oregon. It'll be a night game at 7:30
okay.
on NBC. Yeah.
What, Bob?
No, I want time. I want there to be a buildup, you know, and to me, a 4 o'clock, 4:25, like they do in the NFL is a good time. But night games are still for college on a Saturday night. That's what I want. I want a night game on a Saturday night.
I want that, too. I want to have it all. I don't see why we can't. Why can't I have Michigan, Ohio State, and this is why television, they're going to have four straight games
where you're going to you spit the whole day on the couch.
Bob, I'm glad you brought this up. Let's talk a little college football because it's officially – they had some games last weekend, but it's officially week one here. Play for Bob. And other than Texas, Ohio State, this is the game I'm looking forward to the most, Bob, is Belichick on Monday night. Monday night football at home against TCU. Listen to Wes Durham. You know him from the ACC Network, Bob?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And really knowledgeable. Obviously a great voice. I was asking him about the Belichick story because his dad was famous, Durham's dad, in North Carolina many, many years ago. He went to visit Chapel Hill just last week on his ACC tour. This is what he found as they head into their opener.
I think it's going to be fascinating. And I will tell you this, having kind of grown up around that program with my dad doing the games, Joe.
Yeah.
I was there a week or change ago for the road show we did for ACC Network. And Carolina football has never been discussed more in a 6 or 7 month period than it has since Ben Belichick's been hired, since Belichick was brought on. I mean, it's just not even possible. And it's been since post-World War II when they had Charlie Choo Choo Justice as a running back, and he was back-to-back, spent consecutive years as a runner-up to the Heisman Trophy. Mm. And I'll say this, that was my dad's childhood hero growing up.
Wow.
And Choo Choo Justice never had this. I mean, now the way we do all this, it's over the top. There are people going to go to Chapel Hill for Monday night, Bob, and they're going just because they want to be a part of it. They're not even got tickets to the game. They don't know how the hell they're going to get in if they even wanted to try.
Choo Choo!
Choo Choo! Little known fact, Ron had the only one-on-one with Choo Choo Justice, Bob.
Is that right?
Yeah. So there's some big game. Who's here? Is my wife here?
No, Jim Rooney. You got to say hi. He's right behind you. Just wave
at
him.
Oh, my God. There he is, Jim Rooney. What a wonderful man.
He's going to partake in some food.
This is incredible. Bob, there's a lot of games to look forward to. I think this might even be over Texas, Ohio State. No. Here's why.
Texas, Ohio State's the biggest opener you're going to have ever.
Here's why. It's Bill Belichick on a college sideline, the greatest NFL coach probably of all time.
Is his girlfriend going to be on the sideline?
That's what I said.
Is she banned?
Is it Jennifer Hudson? What's her name?
No, it is not Jennifer Hudson. Jordan Hudson is her name. She's as old as me, Bob.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Would you ever fancy yourself going after a 72-year-old? If you had a 72-year-old woman who had a ton of money and she took a fancy to you, Austin Bechtold, what would you do?
No.
We wanted limits to date the, if we're going to do the Belichick thing, date the woman who was the narrator from the movie Titanic. You remember her?
Oh, yeah. She's like 98.
That's fine.
Would have been a beautiful marriage.
She has a lot of money?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's like dating my grandmother's friends or something like
that.
It
is.
It's insane.
It's like, Bob, it's like if my daughter came home from college in 4 years when she was around 20, drove up to the door, came to the door and said, "Mom and Dad, I'd like you to meet my new boyfriend, Andy Reid." It would be no different.
What would you say?
He's younger
what
than
would
Belichick.
You say? But you know him, obviously. So he's right. He's a prominent guy.
You're I want to talk football with him.
Can I call you Andy or can I call you Daddy? What am I going to call you? Seriously, how would you? If you're a dad, what?
Bob, that's not different than this.
Mm-mm. No.
Here's my new boyfriend, Pete Carroll. here's my new boyfriend, Dick Clark. Is he still alive,
Bob? No, he died.
No.
But he still could be the boyfriend.
Still has the New Year's Rockin' Eve, though, Bob.
His name lives on. No.
It's ridiculous.
It is. But if you're looking at it from their point of view, talk about excitement. It's sort of like when Deion Sanders went to Colorado.
Yeah.
Same kind of concept there. Different in the sense of Bill Belichick.
I'm fascinated.
But, I mean, it's just one of those things people want to be a part of. Now, how good will they be? How bad will they be? That's the number one question moving forward. I don't think they're going to be very good.
I mean, I have zero idea, but I know he's going to outcoach some of those people. Maybe Jamie Dixon in the opener for TCU.
How is his recruiting going? I haven't really seen a lot of that. In terms of future years, I don't know if people are buying into it or not.
Some people are saying that Ohio State, Texas is the greatest college opener in history.
I think it is. It's one versus two or three, depending on who you're looking at here, right?
I'll tell you what, I'll be watching Arch Manning like a hawk, won't you? And plus all these quarterbacks. Garrett Nussmeier plays a pretty big game that night, right?
We're going to see Arch Manning right off the bat against Ohio State.
Against Cade Klubnik that night, right?
Yeah.
LSU at Clemson. We're going to see everybody right off the bat, Bob.
Oh, it's tremendous. And there are some dates that when you mix in NFL weekends, the whole weekend is like, you won't have to move. You can just sit on your chair or do whatever you got. You may have to get up to go to the bathroom once in a while.
No, I don't plan to.
No.
Have you seen Indiana's non-conference schedule? And I don't really mean to pick on them because they're hardly the only ones. But
no, but they had a prominent year last year, so therefore you're...
Yeah, in part because of their schedule. Listen to this non-conference schedule. It's actually legendary. Indiana Hoosiers, here we go. Old Dominion, followed by Kennesaw State, followed by Indiana State with Carl Nix and Larry Bird. That's an all-timer. That is an all-time non-conference schedule. Old Dominion, followed by Kennesaw State, followed by Indiana State, Bob.
What's Penn State's this year? Because it's not much better, right? They're favored by 44, is it, over Nevada?
I tell you what, those Nevada Wolfpack, they're sneaky,
at least they got Nevada.
I will say this. I frankly find it ridiculous that Penn State has the non-conference schedule that it does.
Why?
I think...
Why? Penn State's going to wind up playing... They're going to wind up playing
Oregon,
Ohio State,
Indiana.
Indiana, who will be beefed up from the big Kennesaw State win.
Right.
Plus, they're going to have to come back, probably play Ohio State again in the championship, and then win four playoff games limits.
So are you knocking Ohio State for playing Texas?
Am I knocking them?
No.
Don't get me wrong, but I admire that. But I don't blame Penn State for playing who they're playing. I don't.
No, I can see a mix. I think there should be more. You shouldn't have three of them.
No.
You can have one or two with another good non-conference opponent there, because when you have 12 teams, and who knows, maybe it's going to turn to 24, you could sustain one, even two losses. Did Ohio State lose one last year or two last year? They lost
Oregon and Michigan.
Oh, yeah, Oregon and Michigan.
And they still got in and won a national championship.
And by the way, Nevada.
So you should not be scared about scheduling some of these opponents. You know, I get
pointless.
Why they do it.
It's
they
pointless.
Make a lot of money. In Penn State's case, they'll sell out 108, blah, 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 and they'll get all their money.
I agree, but they've created a system whereby you can get to the college football. You just need to win. So just schedule patsies. By the way, Nevada only lost to SMU, who was pretty good last year, by 5 points, I might add. Oh, limitless wonder.
But is it 44 points on the spread?
Yeah.
So I think I saw that.
Yep.
That's a pretty.
And they
big
only
spread.
Lost to number 12 Boise State last year by a touchdown.
Penn State never seems to be good in those games as far as covering spreads.
They
win, but they
don't cover a lot. Yeah. Like, I'm okay if the first game of the year you want to schedule Nevada, you want to schedule FIU. I'm fine with that. There's no preseason. There's no scrimmages or anything like that. Second or third game, I want to see Pitt on the schedule, man.
That's why I want to see Pitt. Yeah, I know what.
Oh,
that
so do
here.
I. Believe me. Pitt
and West
Virginia. I just can't blame these teams when they see what happens with other teams that play aren't penalized for it. In fact, they're rewarded for it.
Wasn't there a team last year that lost to somebody really? Who was it early?
Northern Illinois.
Were they able to come back from that? Yes.
Yeah, they did. They did, but they're Notre Dame.
I understand that.
They don't
they
have
still
to go through
a team
conference
that
championship
were.
Game. They don't have to put themselves
on the line.
I get it.
My point
line.
Is you can absorb a loss or two. I think the risk of having a Pitt or a West Virginia on your schedule, beat them. You can beat them.
I do
They're
agree
better.
With that, and I'd love to see it. But again, I'm sorry. I can't blame. Penn State's going to play a lot of big games this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.